Welcome to your daily devotional for February 6th. The parable of the mustard seed. Mark chapter 4, verses 30 through 32. Then he said, "To what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which when it is sown on the ground is smaller than all the seeds of the earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs, and shoots out large branches, so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade." This is one of the kingdom parables taught by Jesus during his earthly ministry. Here, the Lord compares the kingdom of God to the smallest commonly known seed in the land, a mustard seed. Once sown on the ground, it begins to grow, until eventually it grows into an exceedingly large tree. Consider the growth of the church, as seen in the book of Acts. That Bible book is a wonderful historical narrative of the outworking of the parable of the mustard seed. After Jesus' ascension, the earliest disciples returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether, the number of names was about 120. From these humble beginnings, Luke records the growth of the church throughout the book of Acts. Tens of thousands more were saved, and the gospel of Jesus Christ in his kingdom reached to all four corners of the Roman Empire. Consider the growth of faith in you, Christian friend. If you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Of course, Jesus is speaking of the prayers of faith of his disciples, offered in accordance with God's will. Through even the smallest of faith, the Lord can accomplish great things in you and through you. This in turn will nourish the seed of faith and grow it to a greater level, such that others will be attracted to the kingdom of God on account of your good and godly deeds that flow from your faith. May all of God's children get on board with the promotion of God's kingdom program, both individually and as a part of his Great Commission plan, which is exercised primarily through the visible Bible-believing local church.